Tuesday morning, and welcome to the Lady Life Podcast, an inspirational podcast. I am your host, Kimberly Gladney, and I hope that you enjoyed your Mother's Day weekend. You know, moms are so special. Like, there are so many wonderful memories, right, that we have with our moms, and moms can be not only your biological moms, but some of you, it may have been your grandmother. I may have been a mentor or an aunt, you know, who was your mom, you know, someone that you met at a very early age who became your mom, or for some, maybe a foster parent that became your mom. But moms are so special. We appreciate mothers, and we mothers appreciate our village. Like, it really and truly does take a village. We'll call it, look, the mom village, right? And so it's so good to surround yourselves with other mothers, right? To build that community so you can help each other, you know, with raising your children. I'm a part of a group. I've been for years, a mom's group that are right there. Some that I met in my church, some that, you know, are outside of my church, but they are and have become my community over the years. And so we share stories. You know, some have older children that have become adults, you know, who have graduated from high school and gone on to college. Some have, you know, those that are in the teenage years, and then some from babies. And so all of us have something to share with each other, because all of us have gone through the stages of life, you know, as a mother. Some that are in their early stages, you know, they share their stories. Some that are, like I said, beyond those. And so they can share wisdom with those that have little children, right? And so my best friend, you know, I talk to her a lot, you know, about her older son. You know, that helps me with my son who's younger. You know, some of the things to expect, you know, and how to handle certain things. She has that wisdom. And today we're going to talk about wisdom. But this past Sunday, Mother's Day, I had just a wonderful time. You know, I'm just enjoying all the present moments, because guess what? Life is not forever on this earth. And as believers, we know that. And so it is important to just enjoy all those special moments, you know, that you get, that God gives you, you know, the opportunities to spend with family members. And so I spent Mother's Day weekend, actually Saturday and Sunday, with my mom, who is now 75 years old, the beautiful Ellen Elizabeth Ponder. 75 years old, and just such a blessing to me. I've learned much from her, and she is a woman of great wisdom. And I also spent time on Sunday with both of them. I had both of them, my mom and my grandmother, 95 years old. Can you believe it? Gets around with no assistance, walks, just walks around as if, you know, she's not 95 years old. And is sharp as a tack, as they say, you know, in her right mind. So I thank God for the blessing. You know, she's still, I call her feisty. She's still as feisty as ever. Annie Ruth Jordan. And so just a woman of great wisdom. I so enjoy talking to her on Sunday and just talking about back in the day. You know, she's a missionary and some of the things she used to do. And she even talked about my, this is my father's mom that's yet living at 95, but she even talked about how she was mentored by my mom's mom, which was amazing because I never knew that. And a lot of people remember my mom's mom, Leola Arnold, who taught me much, right? She was a evangelist and just a wonderful woman of God, you know, of great wisdom. A prayer warrior, as we call them. And so she taught us a lot in life, but it was just amazing to see that even she left her legacy with my father's mom. You know, I had no idea that they were together like that and that she was mentored by her. And so, as I stated, it takes a community. Who knew that? You know, my grandmothers together, one mentoring the other in the area of ministry and just life in general. I thought that was so beautiful, and how it has been passed down, you know, to my mom. And then she's passed it down to us, her daughters, you know, and I pass it on to my son. And so our children. And so it is a beautiful thing. And I opened up on Mother's Day, it was my son and I and my husband. And I read a little bit of the scripture to him in an amazing book called the Bible. I'll just share what I read to him. It's found in the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, Verses 9 and 10, I'll read also verse 40, but I'll just read 9 and 10. And here, this is Moses, you know, giving the commands to the children of Israel or the people of Israel regarding God's instructions for them, you know, to be obedient. And so this passage is about, this chapter is about obedience, you know, to God. And this is what Moses is saying to the children of Israel. And so verses 9 and 10, it says, only be careful and watch yourselves closely that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them fade from your heart as long as you live. I love this. This is the part. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. Verse 10, remember the day you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb when he said to me, assemble the people before me to hear my words so that they may learn to revere or respect. Some versions say fear, but it's all about revere and respect, the Lord has said, so they may learn to revere me as long as they live in the land. And here it is again. This is God's command to them, and may teach them to their children. And so mom as teacher, and I was explaining to Luke, you know, yes, this particular passage of scripture was for the children of Israel, but we can definitely apply that to our lives today. You know, as Luke, don't forget everything that you have seen and you have experienced with your mother, all the things that I have taught you about God and the Bible, you know, and God's word, always remember them, right? As I teach you, Luke, I expect you to teach this to your children. You know, teach them in the way of the Lord. You know, teach them how to live a holy lifestyle and be obedient to God's word. And so it was just a beautiful time to share the Bible with him. That's one of the things I enjoy. But yes, this morning, looking at moms as teachers, right? Mom as teacher, grandmothers as teacher. You know, we teach our children and, you know, in the way of wisdom. This is what we impart into our children because we've lived this life, right? We've had the ups and downs. We've made the mistakes. We've fallen. We've gotten back up. You know, we have experienced different things in life in which we have gained wisdom. And not only from this life, but wisdom from God and his word. We know that wisdom is a gift from God that can be found in the New Testament book of James, chapter 1, verse 8. Seek it, ask for it. It is a gift, and God will give it to you. So wisdom, even in teaching our children. And so in my research regarding wisdom, and as a matter of fact, Proverbs chapter 8 is a book of wisdom. We know Proverbs itself is the book of wisdom, but chapter 8 talks quite a bit about wisdom. Let me see if I can pull that up right quick. I'm not going to read the entire chapter, but let's see if I can read the opening of it, okay? Yeah, it says, does not wisdom cry? That's how it's open up. Does not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? Yeah. Listen to this. Wisdom. Yes. Receive. For wisdom, listen to this. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. That is Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12. It opens up saying, does not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? Right? And then verse 11, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Right? And so wisdom is so important as we teach their children. And listen to this, as I was researching wisdom, and please do read Proverbs chapter 8, the entire chapter when you get a chance. But it says, the ancient Hebrews associated wisdom with our modern term skill. Even though skill is not a direct translation of the Hebrew term, skill implies that wisdom is in actual practice. Excellence in quality or expertise in the practice of one's occupation, craft, or art. So people may acquire many skills in life, but the Bible focuses on human life and its God-given purpose. Therefore, a practical definition of biblical wisdom is skill in living according to God's way of life. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that what we teach our children as moms? Right? Wisdom. skill. This is what we want our children to learn, skill in living according to God's way of life. We want them to live in accordance to God's way of life. And as I said, you know, wisdom is a gift. All we have to do is ask God for it. You know, wisdom to make good decisions in life, to teach our children at those times when our children go astray, while they're still young, when they have different situations that may arise with, you know, their little relationship, their peers, or, you know, interactions in schools, you know, things that might happen in life, you know, even the questions our children have about life, we need to use wisdom, right? Wisdom. Seek wisdom in order to instruct them, right? Wisdom. Wisdom. By wisdom, I like this, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19. By wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundation. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. Isn't that beautiful? The Lord, by wisdom, hath founded the earth. By understanding, hath he established the heavens. That is powerful. So we know wisdom. We need wisdom in directing our children. We need wisdom as mom as teacher. And I wanted to just close out with this particular scripture. It's very familiar to you. Found in Proverbs. Yep, we're going back to the book of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 3, right? Chapter 3, verses 5, 6, and 7. If you don't remember anything from today, you know to do this each and every day. This is the Old Testament, but yes, this particular passage of scripture can be applied to your everyday life, especially in raising your children. And this is what it says, my favorite, one of my favorite scriptures, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5, 6, 5 and 6. We'll stop there, 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Now think about how a weight can be lifted off of you. You know, how the cares of this life can be lifted off of you. If you trust in the Lord with all your heart, every situation and circumstance that comes up that is difficult to experience and face and go through, right? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And get this, and there's an and, right? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And not only that, and lean not unto your own understanding. As moms, we tend to do that a lot, especially when the finances are not there. We lean to our understanding, right? And some of us get in trouble. We're trying to make finances come. We do things, right? Get in debt, trying to make finances come. You know, going into debt, getting credit cards and all other kinds of things. Some of us have participated in jobs that we should not have, and I shouldn't even call them jobs, right? Getting it out there, some strippers, prostitution. No, 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 no. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Lean not in all your ways. Say it with me. In all my ways, that's for me too. In all my ways, today, now, this present moment, this morning, in all my ways in this day, acknowledge Him. Acknowledge God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit that guides and helps. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. And He, Father God, shall direct thy paths. He, Holy Spirit, shall direct thy paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. He's your helper. He's your guide, your leader, your teacher, the God of wisdom that imparts wisdom into you. And you in turn impart it into your children. Shall direct your paths on today. Well, I hope that you have enjoyed today's podcast and hope that you would join in for more Tuesday morning inspiration. And remember, children are such a wonderful gift from God. So care for them. Take care for them. Be good stewards of your family and your household as mom. Household is priority, not materialism, right? Not accomplishments out there in the world. striving, competing to get to certain statuses in life. No, your main priority is your household for those who are married. It's your household, your husband, your children, those who are single and have children, your children, right? They are a gift. And so enjoy all the present moments that are with you today. You know, all the wonderful opportunities that you have before you today that are found right there within your children. And remember to surround yourself with moms. Get that mom tribe, that mom village, that mom community. Well, until next time, have a blessed day.